New details emerged this week in the Wall Street Journal about a rather startling attack by gunmen on a power substation in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Last spring, in the middle of the night, snipers systematically shot up transformers that provide power to Silicon Valley. The FBI says it does not think a terrorist organization was behind it, but investigators still have no suspects.
And among the voices raising concerns about the physical security of the nation's power supply is the man who oversaw the grid until very recently. John Wellinghoff was the head of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission at the time of the attack. He walked the site with his team from FERC and people from the Department of Defense. We called him to talk about it. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
Now, vandalism, attacks on utility equipment, happens every few days somewhere in the U.S. What is it about this attack in particular that has had you worried?
Yes, there are many physical attacks on the grid of various kinds, but this one was different in the sense that it was extremely sophisticated, and it was obviously the work of people who had a very high level of training and understanding of our grid system.
What about it says to you this is a sophisticated group that did this?
Well, they knew to cut communications cables that would have carried 911 calls, and then they set up specific targeting positions and actually had someone signaling them to start firing and then signaled them 70 seconds before the police arrived to stop firing and to leave the area. In addition, they were using AK-47 type weapons, and they were firing these weapons 40 to 60 yards from their targets at night with muzzle flash in their face, and they hit their targets 110 out of 120 times. You don't do that unless you're extremely well-trained.
Are you saying that this is might be a small act of terrorism?
Well, what I'm really saying here is this was an act that obviously was perpetrated by individuals who were very well-trained, and what it does primarily is point out the physical vulnerability of our grid.
Well, I just want to interject here, though, that this attack, there was no blackout. The power was rerouted from other parts of the grid. It was very well contained.
The California ISO, Independent System Operator, was able to keep up the grid, number one, because this was a time of very low power usage. It was during April at night. In the middle of summer, you might get a completely different result. And they did not knock out the entire substation. Three of the transformers stayed up. Again, does not mean that if someone had a intent to do us severe harm and they were successful in knocking out an entire substation and multiple substations, that you wouldn't see a very severe outage. And you can then relate this to the 2003 blackout. That was a touch of a tree, one tree on one line, that knocked out the entire Northeast United States, 50 million people, for 3 or 4 days.
But may I ask, since that 2003 power outage, haven't a lot of these redundancies been put into place?
No, there haven't been redundancies put in place. Congress, under the 2005 Energy Policy Act, passed a law that gave FERC the authority to put in place rules for reliability for the grid. Those rules are not set up to address immediate threats and vulnerabilities. The case still is, we have a number of critical nodes in this country, and if they were taken out by a physical attack, those areas of the country would go black.
Well, just finally, do you think the utilities themselves are taking this seriously enough?
Oh, I think they're taking it seriously and trying to do what they can, but they have multiple competing requirements for their dollars. Cybersecurity is one, which has been talked about a lot, although I think this physical security issue is much more important than cybersecurity, personally. So to make this a priority, it should be a national priority because it is, I think, a very critical one from the standpoint of physical security and maintaining the reliability of the grid.
John Wellinghoff spent several years as the head of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission until last November. He was talking to us about the attack last spring by snipers on a power substation near Silicon Valley. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Renee, for having me.